Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Harvest Gypsies on the Road to the Grapes of Wrath is a nonfiction work by John Steinbeck, built from 7 newspaper articles he wrote for the San Francisco News in 1936. The book records the lives of Dust Bowl migrants who moved to California in search of work during the Great Depression, and it combines reporting, social observation, and moral argument. Steinbeck writes as both a journalist and an advocate. He describes camp conditions, labor exploitation, hunger, and insecurity, while also pressing for humane public policy. The work is closely tied to the historical background of The Grapes of Wrath because it provided much of the factual research and social context for that later novel, with accompanying photographs by Dorothea Lange. It is both a documentary record and a piece of reform-minded journalism that aims to make the migrant crisis visible to a broad public. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a firsthand record of the Dust Bowl migration into California. The central subject of the book is the mass movement of displaced farm families from the drought-stricken plains to California in the 1930s. Steinbeck treats this migration not as a distant news item, but as a human emergency unfolding in camps, roadside settlements, and agricultural fields. That perspective matters because the book preserves the experience of people who had lost land, income, and social stability all at once. Instead of abstracting the crisis into statistics, Steinbeck emphasizes what migration meant in practical terms: overcrowded vehicles, uncertain work, and the collapse of the family farm economy. The result is a historical document that explains why the migrants arrived, what they encountered, and how California agriculture depended on their labor while denying them security. The book is therefore valuable as social history as much as literature. Secondly, Steinbeck's advocacy journalism and moral framing, a defining feature of the book, is its openly interventionist tone. Steinbeck does not aim for detached neutrality. He argues that the migrant situation is a public problem requiring public action. This makes the work a clear example of advocacy journalism, where factual reporting is shaped toward reform. His moral framing is important because it transforms camp descriptions into evidence for a policy claim the state should establish decent, self-governing, family-run camps rather than leaving migrants exposed to exploitation and disorder. Steinbeck also presents deprivation as a democratic failure, not merely a private hardship. By doing so, he shifts the reader's attention from individual misfortune to structural neglect. The book's force comes from this combination of witness and argument, which explains why it has remained relevant in discussions of journalism, social criticism, and public responsibility. Thirdly, living conditions, labor control, and the economics of exploitation. Another major topic is the system that kept migrant workers vulnerable. Steinbeck describes low wages, unstable employment, poor housing, and the pressure created by employers who controlled access to work and shelter. The camps and shantytowns he documents are not treated as accidental failures, but as the visible result of an economic arrangement that benefited large growers while shifting risk onto laborers. This analysis gives the book its political edge. Steinbeck shows that poverty is reinforced by housing costs, debt, and wage manipulation, so that workers can never gain real independence even when they find temporary employment. His account of agricultural labor is especially revealing because it links the field, the camp, and the company system into one structure of dependency. In that sense, the book explains exploitation as a chain of interlocking conditions rather than a single abusive act. Fourthly, dignity, family resilience, and the human cost of displacement. Although the book exposes harsh conditions, it also focuses on the migrants as enduring human beings rather than passive victims. Steinbeck repeatedly notes the resilience of families who try to preserve dignity under extreme pressure. This emphasis on dignity is central because it shows what the crisis destroys, not only income and shelter, but also pride, independence, and a sense of belonging. Families are portrayed as the social unit most likely to hold people together, yet also the unit most strained by hunger and uncertainty. Steinbeck's attention to children, parents, and the emotional atmosphere of camp life gives the book its compassion and depth. He makes clear that poverty is not only material deprivation, it is also psychological exhaustion and social humiliation. By keeping the human face of the crisis in view, the book resists reducing migrants to a labor category or political symbol. Lastly, the bridge between reportage and The Grapes of Wrath, The Harvest Gypsies, is significant because it forms a direct bridge to Steinbeck's later novel, The Grapes of Wrath. The people, places, and social conditions he observed in California became the raw material for fiction. And the book helps readers see how Steinbeck turned reporting into narrative art. That relationship is important in two directions. First, the article explained the documentary foundation of the novel and show that its social concerns were grounded in field observation. Second, they reveal how Steinbeck used nonfiction to develop a larger literary and ethical vision. The presence of Dorothea Lange's photographs strengthens this bridge by pairing text and image in a shared act of witness for readers. The book clarifies how Steinbeck moved from journalism to fiction without abandoning realism, and it demonstrates how nonfiction research can shape enduring literature while preserving historical urgency. In conclusion, The Harvest Gypsies on the Road to the Grapes of Wrath is best suited for readers interested in American history, social reform, labor studies, journalism, and Steinbeck's development as a writer. It is especially useful for anyone who wants to understand the Dust Bowl migration from the perspective of the people who lived through it, rather than only through later summaries or fictional adaptation. The book offers practical value as a historical source and intellectual value as an example of how reporting can be both factual and morally engaged. What distinguishes it from many other Depression-era accounts is its direct combination of eyewitness observation, policy argument, and literary force. It does not merely describe suffering, it shows how social systems produce it and why public institutions matter. Readers who want a compact but powerful text on displacement, agricultural labor, and New Deal-era reform will find it unusually rich. Those approaching The Grapes of Wrath will also gain a clearer understanding of the real events and conditions behind the novel. If you would like to support John Steinbeck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.